Begin by noticing and becoming aware that there is nothing wrong with you. You're whole as it is, as you are. And you're lovable as you are. Nothing's missing. Nothing's damaged. Nothing is incomplete. And six element practice. Earth element. Contact your experience with the element Earth in the world and the universe. Remember what it looks like, what it feels like. And how you interact with it. And now get in touch with the element Earth in your body. Feel now what it feels like. And reflect how the experience with the element Earth in the world and universe and your experience with the same element in your body is essentially the same. Compare now. and reflect that this is so because the element earth in your body you have taken or derived from the same element in the universe, in the world. You take this element in every meal. Since you were conceived, you've taken element earth from the world and the universe. Remember how you take it every day, since you have memory. See yourself taking it, eating it. Reflect that just as you take the element every day, also every day you return it to the universe. Think how. Remember how. So you constantly take it and return it. And when you die, you'll return the last parts of element earth in your body to the universe. Element earth will disperse as dust. It'll be used by other beings. So, recognize that there's nothing in the element earth in the body that you could say, this part of element earth is mine, belongs to me. Or that you could say, I made it. That you could say, this chunk of element earth is me. Makes no sense to say that. Let go then your identification with the element earth in your body. Let it go and let it return to the constant flow and play in the universe. And relax and enjoy the freedom of letting go the element earth and your identification with it. Get in touch now with the element water in the world and the universe. Water. What does it look like? What does it feel like? And also get in touch with the element water in your body. Everything liquid in you. Everything watery. Feel it now. And reflect how your experience with element water in your body and in the world. It's essentially the same experience. And this is so because you've taken the element water in your body from the universe. Every day you take it. You drink it, since you have life. So remember how you take it. Remember the experience of drinking. And reflect how, just as you take it and drink it every day of your life, you return it. Remember how you return it. Even today, you've returned some. Even now, you're evaporating a little. And when you die, you'll return. Whatever is left of element water in your body to the universe. Body will dry up, will evaporate, will be used by other beings, other forms of life, perhaps. So, reflect how you couldn't point at the element water in your body and say, hey, this is mine. Nothing there you could say, I made it. Or even, look, this is me. Doesn't make sense to say that. Let go then. You're at identification with the element water. Let it go and return to the constant flow and play in the universe. and relax and enjoy the freedom of letting go of the element and your identification with it. Contact now your experience with the element fire in the universe and the world. What it feels like. And contact your experience with the element fire in your body. It's about heat. Reflect how your experience with the element fire in your body and in the world. It's essentially the same. And it is so because you take the element fire from the universe. Every day, either directly from the sun or indirectly with your food and water. With the other elements. Remember how. See yourself taking the element fire in various ways. And reflect how, just as you take it from the universe every day, you're returning in various ways. Sometimes you return it with the other elements, water and earth. Other times you return it when you cool down or when it's used up in your body. As energy for processes. When you die, you'll return whatever is left of the element fire in your body, go back to the universe. It might end up being used by other beings. Reflect then, there is nothing in the element fire in your body that you could point at and say, look, this part of element fire is mine. I made it. Or it's me. Here I am. Doesn't make any sense. Let go then of the element fire. Let it go and let it return to the constant flow and play of the element in the universe. And relax and enjoy the freedom of letting go the element fire and your identification with it. And contact your experience with element air in the world. What the element air feels like. And contact your experience with the element air in the body. Notice how your experience with the element air in your body and in the world is essentially the same. And it is so because you take it. The element air in your body, you breathe it in constantly. Right now, you're breathing it. Feel how? See how it's taken and integrated into your body. And also how you return it. Every day you've taken it and returned it. And when you die, there will be a last breath. And you'll return whatever is left of the element air back to the universe. Let go then. Your identification with the element air in your body. Let it go and return to the constant flow and play of the element in the universe. And relax. And enjoy the freedom of letting go the element air and your identification with it. And now contemplate your experience with element space in the world and the universe. Is this vastness that contains everything? Things in space, in the earth and universe. And contemplate your experience of the same element, space, in your body. Notice that is this space in form of you that you occupy, with which you tend to identify and think it's yours. But recognize that, as we've seen, the elements that occupy this space are not you. They're not yours either. When you die, these elements disintegrate and disperse throughout the universe, leaving an open space. So really, you couldn't say, this chunk of space is mine. This piece of space is me. Doesn't make any sense. Space can't be owned by anyone. Let go then your identification with element space as a limited space and as a defined space. Let go that point of view at the center of this space and let it extend and expand into the infinite and unlimited space. And relax and enjoy the freedom of unlimited space. And contact element consciousness. The experience of being conscious right now. Notice how your experience of being conscious is invariably tied to the body and the mind and the elements that we constantly take and return. Notice how the element consciousness arises at the contact between the energy and the elements of the universe and the mind and the senses. Wouldn't make any sense then to say, this moment of consciousness is mine. It belongs to me. I made it. Let go then this feeling and identification with a limited and defined consciousness. And relax and enjoy the freedom of unlimited consciousness. And contact your sense of being, or your sense of self. The feeling of who you are right now, and reflect how the feeling of being who you are is a changing experience that depends on contexts. And it may include ideas taken from the outside and traces of memories from your life. All of which have passed. Reflect then that it wouldn't make any sense to say, this story, those contexts, those ideas and traces of memory, that's who I am. This is me there. Let go then any fixed idea about being, and let it dissolve away like a fog that dissipates in space. And relax and enjoy the freedom of being as an open dimension.